Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day four of the 40 days of Teshuva audio. I want to open up with Psalm 51 today. This is from the Tree of Life version. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your mercy, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin, when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your favor do good to Zion, build up the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices and whole burnt offerings, and then bulls shall be offered on your altar. Today is day four, as we're going through, again, these 40 days of Teshuvah and the El Het prayer. Again, the goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to be conformed to His image and His Torah, which is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We're all under construction and a work in progress. You know, it's easy to point the fingers at others, but this is a time where we need to look into our own hearts and stand before the Father. And again, as we pray, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. I have a list of, it's like a checklist of Teshuvah repentance list that I have put together. Just, you know, I go over it every year, and I will email it to anybody that wants to contact me at rabindmm@comcast.net. That's rabindmm@comcast.net. I'm just going to read through this list. Again, number three of the El Het today is for the mistakes we committed before you without thinking or without knowledge. So I'm just going to read through this list, and yet for myself, you know, I just go through, or I see, you know, there's still areas I need to work on. There's still areas I need deliverance from. I need freedom from. I need to go to the next level in my faith and stop allowing these things to be a hindrance in my life. So this is a list of behavior that is contrary to Torah that you can use as a self-examination during the 40 days of Teshuvah. Look up the scriptures that pertain to the areas you are struggling with and need to repent of. Write them down in your 40 days of Teshuvah book or in a journal. Rejecting Yahweh's Torah. Not preparing spiritually or physically for Shabbat. Not paying attention to the word coming forth from leadership, i.e. letting mind wander, sleeping, talking. Disrespecting the anointing and presence of Yahweh. Self-bitterness, self-rejection, self-hatred. Becoming offended and not making peace with the offender. Lack of trust in Yahweh's word. Lashon hara, or evil speaking against Yahweh and His people, other believers. Disobedience, anger, fear, bitterness, cares or anxiety, jealousy, rage, resentment, stinginess, stress, unbelief, sexual sins such as pornography, sex outside of marriage. And you think, say, Rabin, why are you mentioning those things? Because there are believers that do these things and they need to repent of them. Habitual sins that, again, you are continually repeating in your life. Disobedience to his Torah, his teachings and instructions. Unfaithfulness. Robbing God of tithes and offerings. Generational curses. Pride, rejection, lack of daily worship and prayer, unforgiveness. Love of Yahweh has grown cold, backsliding, lack of faith in Yahweh, dishonesty, not being transparent, drug addiction, alcoholism, bad eating habits, giving up and not fighting the fight of faith, murmuring and complaining, not taking responsibility for our sins and not confessing sins, not fasting, involvement with the occult, including Kabbalah, unloving, racial prejudice, abortion, covenant breaking, i.e. not obeying the word, physical and verbal abuse of spouse, children, and pets, conforming myself to the world instead of the word, Torah, not using the gifts that Yahweh has put within me to bless others, rejecting the call of God. Again, this is where we need to be honest, because God has called us to live a holy, sanctified life. And if we think that we could do sins in secret and get away with it, well, you know what? We're only fooling ourselves. We need to, as his children, again, he knows the things that we face in the earth. He knows our background. He knows the strongholds in our life. But there is nothing that we cannot be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God and speaking forth and coming back to true repentance. Again, a lot of times it's those little foxes that destroy the vines. Emotional, you know, things, again, like jealousy and resentment, unbelief. You know, we kind of tend to shove those over to the side, but they affect our walk. They affect our being set apart for him. And again, we need to be brutally honest with ourselves. And it's because God loves us that he brings correction to us. And praise God for that gift of forgiveness, for that gift of his mercy, for the gift of the forgiveness we find in our Messiah, Yeshua, and because of his death, burial and resurrection, he has made us victorious with him. So what are one of the things that actually in the book I'm speaking about is regarding the feast, but I wanted to share that list as well, because again, we can't use ignorance as an excuse continually. If we have a Bible, we can't claim we've been ignorant. We're ignorant if we don't read the Bible. This is where most of us were ignorant of Torah, the feast, and Shabbat, and kind of hit ourselves in the head and said, why didn't I see this before? Why? Because the Ruach is the one who is revealing it now. We have come to realize that the holidays we were celebrating were pagan in origin. Even though our hearts were in the right place, it is because we are seeking God and did have ears to hear that we are now discovering the beauty of his Torah, his feasts, and his Shabbats, and returning in obedience to them because we love him. The word talks about inheriting the lives of our fathers. Jeremiah 16:19. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Once he has revealed his truth, it is up to us to forsake the lies and turn to the truth. If we hear the truth but refuse to repent or turn back to his ways, that is when we find ourselves in rebellion. Again, once we hear the truth, we can no longer claim ignorance. Leviticus 23 speaks about, again, his holy feast, his holy set-apart times. I'm not going to read all of Leviticus 23. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it, but I just want to read the first couple verses. Then Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to B'nai Israel and tell them, These are the appointed Moedim of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, my Moedim, or feasts. And then he goes on to talk about that the first feast is the Shabbat, and then the spring feast, Pesach, and first fruits, and Shavuot, and then the fall feast, which we are entering into, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot. So again, we were ignorant of these. Is he dealing with you even now to give up your sacred cows and return to his ways and his truth? What did Yeshua say about loving our traditions? This rebuke belongs to those who call themselves followers of Messiah as well, or Christians. What happens when you tell your brothers and sisters in Messiah about the feast, the Sabbath, eating kosher, etc.? They will insist that God has done away with them and has changed them, even though there is no scriptural proof to back that up. They declare that he has replaced his feast with Christmas, Easter, which in reality is Passover that proclaims Yeshua's death, burial, and resurrection, and that he did away with Sabbath and has replaced it with Sunday worship. Pride does not want to let go of a lie, so it makes up excuses to justify disobedience. Humility says, I have missed God, but from this day forward, I will walk in obedience to his word. Again, this is a time where we all need to admit where we have missed God in our lives. Why? So we can go forward and finish the job that he has given us to do. Matthew 15, 1-3, and then verse 9. Then came to Yeshua scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why does your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching doctrines or commandments of men. So now is the time to forsake the doctrines of men and return back to his ways. Journal, food for thought. When I heard a doctrine, do I immediately go to the word to make sure it is scriptural? When the Ruach HaKodesh reveals a truth to me, do I make a decision to walk in that revealed truth? Or do I make excuses why I do not have to obey because I am under grace? Have I confessed my ignorance of his ways regarding the feast, the Sabbath, and his laws, his teachings and instructions? And have I made a godly decision to follow after him no matter what the cost? Do I pray before I make decisions that will affect my spiritual walk and make sure it is in line with his Torah, teachings, and instructions? Do I seek and respect godly counsel so I do not walk in ignorance of his ways? Or do I love the traditions of men more than I love to walk in obedience to God? You know, again, I praise, you know, the Father that he has revealed these truths to us. But we also have to guard against pride and thinking that we are better than our brothers and sisters in Messiah who don't understand this yet. You know, I see a lot of this going on in this movement, criticizing Christians who, again, haven't come to the full knowledge of this yet. They are doing more of the works of the Torah than many Messianic believers, and we need to repent of that. We need to, again, be zealous. He says we are to be zealous for good works. We are to be zealous to go out there and preach the gospel and to make disciples, Talmudim. We need to repent of our arrogance and our pride and humble ourselves before him. And humbling ourselves means to repent of those things in our lives that we have made excuses to hold on to, and to totally get rid of them, be delivered of them, so we can go forward in victory in Messiah Yeshua. Shalom in Yeshua.